when will the symbol be? Oh, 'twill be a glorious night. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and die, Master Colin, come and die. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Amen. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry calleth, come and die. Let's clap it. On the course, here we go, amen. Oh, come and die, the master calleth, come and die. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time, amen. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it down, come and die. And soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Amen. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, twill be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus, they will feast eternally. Come and die, the master call it, come and die. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it down, come and die. Now we're going to meet each other over there, sit at that table, eat that meal together, sing hallelujahs to the Lamb and everything about it, talk about these times. Why don't you just turn around to that brother and sister there and say, God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Looking forward to that day.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and die on the court. Oh, come and die, Master, call it, come and die. Amen. And feast at Jesus' table all the time. All the time. Amen. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and die. And Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine, amen. With his manna, he does eat and supplies our every need. Oh, to sweet stuff with Jesus all the time, amen. Come and dine, Master, call it, come and dine. It's your name, and he said Jesus' table all the time. The water into wine, to the hungry call it now, come and dine. Amen. He deserves a clap.
Jesus Christ. That's an honor. That's a privilege. The greatest privilege we could have. I love him. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege and an honor to greet you. I miss Brother Joseph already. I was being a little selfish. I said to him, I said, Brother Joseph, I don't really want you to go. I said, but I really do want you to get your rest. And that's my prayers. Is God will strengthen him, encourage him.
Amen.
Open up every window of heaven and pour out every blessing that God has.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I can't give him a big hug, because when I do, I give him a really tight one. You know, I, watch out. But I can't hug him, but I want the Lord to just give him a real big hug tonight. Draw him up really close. Amen. We serve the same God. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm under expectations for what God is going to do for us tonight.
Amen.
I believe it's the same message. It's going to be, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
It's going to go forth, and I'm under expectations with great anticipations for what God is going to do for me tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have that attitude and that approach, God will do something for you too.
Amen.
Amen. We believe that. You know, just a minute here. You know, Satan, he knows what buttons to push on you. Hey, you know, have you ever experienced that? All, you know, he's got all kinds of ways. You know, he knows what buttons to push. And but you know, I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, but we got a button to push too. Hey. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It is the answer for everything in our lives. No mistakes. It's perfect.
Amen.
It hits the target every time.
Amen.
You know, if someone were to come into your house, you'd invite them over and they just say, hey, you know, I'll take your lamp and start walking out the door with it and take some other little thing, and then they start taking out your couch, you wouldn't go, oh, that's such a sweet brother. No. You would say, put my stuff down. Get out. And if you don't obey me, I will you exercise authority over you. Amen. And that's what we've got as believers. Authority in this word.
Amen.
To put the Satan on the run. Amen?
Amen.
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 Because we're a possessor of all things. We have the authority by God's word.
Amen.
To put Satan out. You know, I'm just thinking here today about Addie Wright. You know, they talk us about emotion, you know, emotional and all like that. I'll read you a little quote what Brother Bram said about that. Just a minute, I got this little new gadget. It's all this new technology, and I'm not good at it. But Brother Bram says on what this tape says, he says, here, let me quote it for you. In the Hebrews, he says, oh, no wonder people get emotionally. Why? If you get emotionally from batting a ball or throwing one in a basket, how much more will it make you emotionally to know that you passed from death to life?
Amen.
That you're a new creation in Christ. You know it by the way your spirit leads you away from malice and guile and enmity and all the things of the world, and your heart sets centered on Christ. That's your motive. That's all that you think of in your mind. On your heart all day and night. When you go to bed at night and put your hands behind you like this and just lay there and praise Him till you go to sleep, wake up of a morning still praising Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Patty Wright, she said the right words.
Amen.
And Brother Brown talked about how Banks Woods fell in his plate. He said the house shook and Hattie Wright screamed, and he said you could hear her for two city blocks.
Hallelujah.
And her two boys received the Holy Ghost right then.
Right.
You know, but she said the right word. And you know, when this message goes forth tonight, when Brother Canal hits the play button, I'm going to be saying, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham.
Amen.
That's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Because says, I believe God's prophet for this day. Amen. Don't you?
Amen. Amen.
I just love the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
And it's such a privilege to be with you tonight and to introduce God's prophet to you with Thus Saith the Lord. It's such a privilege and an honor to be here with you to hear Thus Saith the Lord.
Amen.
So now as we just transition here, if we could just stand and get ready to sing that little song, reach out and touch the Lord. What an opportunity we have that we can, we're just not singing another song or saying another saying, but to really reach out and touch the Lord and to receive that which He has for us tonight. We have many requests here that are, many are sick and needy and so forth. We won't take the time to read them all, but the Lord knows what was written down. We ask our Lord Jesus, we want to remember Brother Joseph. Remember also, I know Brother Billy Paul Branham is going to be going out of town also for Traveling Mercies and for the bride around the world. This message, the Voice of God recordings, the translators,
Amen.
The workers, I mean, there's so much effort, so many things are going on that's getting this message into our hands. We want to pray for them, brothers and sisters, that do that work that God's called them to. I appreciate it. So as we sing this song, lift your hand to the Lord and let Him know what you have need of. And I know you can have it tonight. It's yours. It's, you're a possessor of all things. Ask and you shall receive. That's a part of the Word of God. It's yours. Amen. As we hear this message, what does faith hearing? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. I'm hearing, I'm recognizing, and I'm receiving that Word, and I'm putting it into action. And I'm ready to receive it right now. Amen. So let's sing that song as we get ready to go before the Lord and pray.
It's reach out and touch the Lord.
Almighty God, You're the great one in our midst, Lord. The one that opened the Red Sea. The one, Lord, that came to Your prophet when he was born. Come in that little window. The same God that rose up Brother Jackson from the dead. Lord, the very God, You're right in our midst tonight, Lord. We love You, Lord, and we give You praise, Lord. We don't even know how to do it in the right way, but Lord, just look down at the recesses of our heart. Lord, let our praise be a sweet smell and savor to You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We thank You for the messenger and the message You've given to us in this day. We thank You for the stored up food, Lord, that we can go back and feed on it, Lord, and know the absolute and where we stand, Lord, in this hour, Lord. We commit these needs to You, Lord, that's been written down, every hand that's been raised, Lord. I didn't even see every hand that went up, but Lord, You saw them all, Lord. You saw every heart, Lord. Lord, we commit it to You knowing that if we ask according to Your word, we shall receive. You're not an Indian giver, Lord. You don't lie to us, Lord. Your word is for truth, Lord. We love You, Lord, tonight. We invite You into this meeting, Lord, to come down each aisle, Lord, each seat, Lord, to minister to each one, Lord. Give us our portion, Lord, whatever it is. Lord, be with Brother Joseph, Lord. oh God. Give him strength, Lord. Give him rest, Lord, to his body, Lord. Lord, just pour out the windows of heaven upon him, Lord. Grant every need, Lord. Be with his family, Lord, also. Lord, Brother Branham said that when he calls a man, he calls his wife with him, Lord. Be with Sister Valerie, Lord. His family, Lord. Oh, God, we just commit them to you. We love them, Lord. Whatever we can do to help them, Lord, we do it, Lord. So we send out our prayers to him, Lord. We love him, Lord. Bring him back, Lord, at the appointed time. Lord, be in this service. We commit it all into your hands. And we love you and we thank you for all things. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too big.
Every one of our needs. And you know, where could we go but to the Lord? It's number 170 in your hymnal if you'd like to turn.
Living below in this soul sinful world, and hardly a comfort can afford. I'm striving on temptation sore, but where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go?
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? I'm seeking a refuge for my soul. Oh, where?
It's your race, you will be right.
Several weeks and just trying to find the right time and praying, and this song came so strong that last night, and to sing it, and never led it before, but I'm going to sing it to Him because that's truly what my heart sings. Then sings my soul, how great Thou art. Oh Lord my God, when I lost some wonder, I hear the Lord.
Hey, man. Can you believe this? This is the time that we've waited for right here, right now.
Amen.
Is to hear, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You know that little woman over there in the Bible? When Elijah went to her, Brother Branham said she was the same caliber of Elijah.
Hallelujah.
I love that statement.
Amen.
Oh, the same caliber of Elijah. It's a love letter this message is to you and I.
Amen.
Not to everybody, but to you. It's a love letter to you. God's given you ears to hear. Thus saith the Lord. Through the messenger of this age. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
What an opportunity. What a time to introduce that. As we go to the Lord now, we want to get quiet and get ready to hear it. Lord, reveal it to me. Speak to me. Give to me what I have need of. I have something on my heart. Lord, you know all about it. Feed me. He's going to feed you tonight. The Holy Spirit's going to come, and He's going to speak to you. You can expect it. You can count on it. It'll be there for you. Amen. Because all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Thank you, Lord. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Generation, thus saith the Lord to the little bride. God bless you. Here's Brother Ray.
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th chapter from there in. Oh, my.